hell, I'm an EMT and a torch man too. Wind's blowing hot and dry, and the sparks in the cinders fly. I made my stand with 20 good men, a better band of brothers you never find. Got their back, they got mine. When I'm cutting out a fire break line, well, I'm cutting out a fire break line, cutting out a fire break line, digging down deep to the clean line, cutting out a fire break line. Pulaski is a friend of mine. When I'm cutting out a fire break line, he invented this thing like an axe I swing. Never left a member of his crew behind. Come across a line, he took him down in an abandoned mine. He drew his gun, said he'd shoot the first one. Got it in his head to try to go outside. Got everybody out alive. Pulaski is a friend of mine. When I'm cutting out a fire break line, cutting out a fire break line, digging down deep to the clay and lime, cutting out a fire break line. Ooh. Well, I'm cutting out a fire break line, cutting out a fire break line, digging down deep to the clay and lime, cutting out a fire break line. Better pray that the wind will die and it rain down from on high. Let's raise a glass to the hot shots pass, hot shot heaven up above the sky. Looking down on me when I'm cutting out a fire break line. Well, I'm cutting out a fire break line, cutting out a fire break line, digging down deep to the playing line, cutting out a fire break line. Well, I'm cutting out a fire break line, cutting out a fire break line, digging down deep to the playing line, cutting out a fire break line.
Yes, sir. Steve Earle. Woo! Love it. You sound great. 11-time Grammy nominee. You've done an awful lot for the business. You've influenced so many of your friends. Willie Nelson. These are your buddies. You're out at Farm Aid. You're doing the festivals, traveling the world. Looking back, is there a highlight? Is there one? Was it the first Grammy out of the three? Of course, you've been nominated 11 times, but yeah, is there a highlight?
Well, it was a big deal to get nominated all those times. The first time I got nominated, I was actually on the broadcast. Normally, the awards I'm nominated for on the pre-broadcast, because there's a lot more awards they can get on the TV show, and the TV show is too damn long as it is. But it's not, I don't know. That's hard to say. I mean, I've met most of my heroes that are still alive, and I've only been disappointed twice, and which is pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, only twice. And
you're not going to tell us who?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Of course.
And if they were dead, I'd tell you, but they're not. And I've played Carnegie Hall, and I did practice, to get there. And I've done, there's a few places I haven't been.
Mm-hmm.
As far as what I do for a living, now what's left for me is the reason I moved to New York 12 years ago is I want to write a Broadway musical. I never thought I would want to do that. But, I mean, I want to write the kind of thing that I do. I've got one in development. I'm talking to a theater company about it now. The idea is for it to, it's the kind of thing that could open off Broadway and then move up.
What's the story?
It's called Washington Square Serenade. It's based on that record of mine, okay. And which I did win a Grammy for. And it's based on sort of the folk boom musically, but it's set in Washington Square Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about a kid who dropped out of NYU and he busts in the park, and his girlfriend is a graduate student at NYU and she kind of hates New York and wants out of there. And he's right on the cusp of losing her because all he wants to do is hang out with these guys that he knows in the park, and the guys he busts with, and he hangs out with the chess players and all that stuff. And it's sort of based on a piece of history and a lot of history about the park itself. Washington Square Park, beneath that, those beautiful paving stones and all that landscaping are the remains of 20,000 human beings, because it was a potter's field.